I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me by phone today is Teresa Emmons, affiliated with the Academy of the Arts at Dover High School. Teresa, you have a very active career in the arts in Dover, what I'd like to do today is focus on the Academy of the Arts at Dover High School. Dover High School has really been at the forefront of moving the arts forward as part of the curriculum at the high school level. And I know your superintendent is very supportive of the arts as well, the district superintendent. Let's hear a little bit about your involvement at Dover High School. I know it goes back a while, and that has evolved into the Academy of the Arts. So a little bit about your background, your involvement in the Dover community, and how you brought that to Dover High School.
Okay, well, thanks, Paul, for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity to promote our it's a brand new program at the high school. I actually got involved with the high school in 1999, almost close to 20 years ago, basically as a contract specialist to teach their dance program. Dover High School had always had established programs in music and visual arts and chorus, and they wanted another aspect of the performing arts, which is dance. So I kind of came in really kind of blindly. I don't have an education, you know, degree. Everything is actually conservatory-based, so I brought that to the high school. And through the years of doing things at the high school, you notice that there's a lot of students here that actually could pursue a performing career in the arts, or really a strong arts career, but eventually they ventured off into culinary cooking or business management or nursing. And somehow it is actually encouraged and developed here at the high school, but really there was really no pathway, or there was really no encouragement. It's mostly like, if you want to have a career in the arts, you can have it as a hobby, but you know, you really have to have a real career. So, and the turning point was when I looked at the presidential scholars, and one of the presidential scholars standing right next to the presidential scholar of science, math, languages, is actually a presidential scholar for the arts. And I'm going, geez, if that's the case, then what are we doing here at our school system? We're encouraging the students to actually pursue all these fields and kind of downplaying the arts. So I said that maybe it's about time that we actually bring the arts to the forefront. And the only way to do that is to put a name to it. I mean, you can say, hey, I'm doing course, is to put a career pathway to it. And we thought, really, the one who was very instrumental in this is actually Dr. Courtney Vosho. She was not a principal at that time. She was just an associate principal. And she, when she heard that I have this idea for an Academy of the Arts, she said, come in with a proposal. So I borrowed a lot of the ideas from Cab Calloway, from the School of the Arts in New York City, from the Baltimore School of the Arts, and sort of like tried to design a program that is uniquely Dover's, without the hassle of like having separate facility, having separate teachers in math. So really the program at the high school is called a plug-in program. We have a lot of the programs in place. We just created the pathway. We weighted the program. So the Dance Academy is actually like an honors credit. And instead of just taking dance as as an elective, it can actually be your own pathway, and they will have requirements for it. So basically, that's it. And when I told the school board that, you know, how much money do you have to start the program? And I said, nothing. And they were like looking at me like, what do you mean nothing? At this time, it's going to be a plug-in. You have me already teaching. You have the chorus and the voice programs. It's a matter of like putting more emphasis on it, kind of like enhancing it. And that's exactly how we started the program, through an enhancement program. So now the program has actually gotten bigger. We're actually moving and shifting it down to the Central Middle School, and even down to William Henry Middle School. So we're creating a real true pathway, and we have now a partnership with the Music School of Delaware, and they're providing teachers for the middle school and actually William Henry. We're actually inching up with our partnership with the Delaware Symphony, where they actually provide teachers to work with our students. And we've had professionals in the musical theater field. Connor McGiffin, who is actually a graduate of the high school, had come in to do enhancement classes for the high school. So we're right there. And of course, the Delaware Theater Company had always come in here, and we've done partnerships, very active partnerships with the Delaware Institute for Arts and Education. Thanks to your organization, Paul, we're making that pass possible. It's our third year of collaboration with them. We're very happy, and we're actually bringing that program down to the middle school and also to the junior high school.
So what I'm hearing is what began is sort of independent, for lack of a better word, contracted instruction in dance, sort of the expansion into seeing the arts under the umbrella of the Academy of the Arts. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely right, because ideally, if I'm no longer needed in the Academy, that's when I know that the Academy is in place.
Okay. So with the establishment of the Academy, and we were talking offline, I think you said this, the Academy sort of officially was recognized as an entity in the fall of 2016. How has this afforded the opportunity to sort of look at the arts more holistically with dance, with theater, with music, and the visual arts?
Oh, I think what it has done, just by putting a name to it, I know Shakespeare said, you know, what's in a name, that which we call rose by any other name would smell sweet. Well, in a way it's true, but in a way it's not true. So if you do not identify, like a lot of times when you say I'm an actor, it's like at the former Dover High School, it's like, oh yeah, I know, you dabble in it. When you say now you're an actor, you're actually involved, engaged, and participating in graded programs. Mm-hmm. You're actually participating in support subjects. You are part of field trips that actually, you know, make it's not just a field trip, but it's also part of your program.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually rubbing noses with professionals in the field. You're actually having master classes. You're actually spending more time in the arts than it being a hobby, and it's actually getting the whole context of a career, a performing career or a career-related, a strong career relation in the arts, whether it's law. A lot of kids that here that eventually graduated from Dover High School is now actually in pre-law, which means, you know, setting contracts or mm-hmm. arts management or physical therapy. That's another big thing that we're working on, is actually partnering with CTE, our nursing programs here, to develop a physical therapy and injury prevention for the Academy. I mean, it's really getting big. I'm scared right now. I'm looking at this baby, and it's like growing out of its clothes too fast.
Yeah. Now, you've been talking about career pathways. This is really a direction that the State Department of Education has been moving in as well, correct? That high school students select a career pathway, and basically what that means is, as I understand it, is that they select sort of a direction they would like their education to take them in. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. The problem, though, is that what they're looking at is for it to be a viable career pathway for them to pour money into it, is that they want to see jobs out there for Delaware. And it's, I guess the statistics, Paul, and I know you guys are going to have to help us with this, it's showing that there's not enough jobs in the arts to make it a viable career in Delaware. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, you know, we've got theater companies here. We've got teachers involved in the arts. I don't know what their criteria is, because we're talking about like getting funding, extra funding for the arts. And they said it's not really at this time a career, viable career, because the jobs, the statistics for the jobs in Delaware for the arts is not there. So I'm still researching on this, because when I first heard this about maybe a couple of months ago, I've been hearing it through the grapevine, but it just doesn't make sense, you know. Maybe in Delaware, but overall, universally and nationally, the arts are very much in demand.
Well, and I think too, sort of, I think it's important to not only look at the traditional jobs in the arts, but also how the arts are being used more creatively. Across the spectrum, the visual arts in graphic design and marketing, the performing arts in healthcare and art therapy, and programs for seniors. There are just so many ways in which the arts careers are expanding creatively in any number of non-traditional venues. It's not just the actor working, in a stage production somewhere, but also in therapy programs with veterans, with physical disabilities. There are just so many options. I mean, I can imagine dance in physical therapy as a way to employ people with dance background in ways beyond just performing on stage or in a ballet.
Well, in fact, there are courses called careers in college, concentrations called dance therapy. In fact, a couple of my former students from my private school actually are now engaged in that. I think she graduated from Radnor 2 years ago, did some sort of work in India, and then came back and is working for a hospital in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. There's another thing called music therapy that one of the kids who is actually going to a music program, and she plays the cello wonderfully. And she said, well, I'm not going to do the cello. I'm going to go into nursing. And then that's when I said, well, are you familiar with music therapy? And I guess, again, that's not kind of emphasized a lot. You're right. Absolutely. I think we have to change that in the way the teachers also and the academic people would look at the arts. It's not just like you, as you said, which is a really excellent point. It's not just for traditional meaning of artists, but like in therapy, in management, actually in theater management, actually, or even school management.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of people working in, of course, graphic design or even Disney. I mean, everybody thinks, oh, no, that's not artists. Of course, they use visual artists in Disney.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's a big thing in film. We actually do have a Comtech film, a film and graphic design program at Dover High School, which is actually starting to be really quite giving it very prominently. Another thing of the Academy is that we're getting people to choice in here. The 9 members of our students here at Dover High School, I think out of the 9, 5 of them are choice students.
Hmm.
They're from other districts that have actually come to Dover High School because of the program.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to pursue this more because we have another area to explore. But first, let me remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest joining us by phone today is Teresa Emmons, who is affiliated with the Academy of the Arts at Dover High School, a longtime arts instructor, dance teacher, and arts expert in the Dover area. Teresa, this is just a great way to show how the arts can expand at the high school level. Now, I understand that the Academy of the Arts and Dover High School, and actually the district, Dover, the Capital School District, is being supported presently by a 21st Century Grant, which is a federal grant from the Federal Department of Education. Is that correct? And how is that supporting the Academy of the Arts?
Well, thanks, Paul, for bringing that up. This is a brand new partnership. It started off September the 16th when we launched our two classes that are actually the Academy of the Arts sponsored classes. It's sponsored because we provide the teachers for them and we develop the curriculum for those two classes. Number one, it's the 21st Century is a wonderfully federally funded program that provides after-school enhancement programs in the arts. It actually offers even actual help, homework help for kids that actually need extra work for them. But it also offers not just extra work for those that need it, but for those that want to move forward with it. They have some incredibly wonderful programs, and the arts is only a small part of it. And we're happy to say that in the two classes that we offered for this past 8 weeks, drumming and intro to drama, the one thing that I believe the 21st century did not have is the performance component. So as you know, the performing arts, there is that very important one of working towards the high standards of a performance. And this is what we provided with these kids. They're not just learning how to make sound to the drum. They're actually learning how to create good sounds that will actually look great to an audience. So it's performance-driven at this time. At the same time, it's also affording them a chance to perfect a skill. A lot of times at 21st century, they would learn something and then they go to the next skill. This one is a progressive program that we hope can eventually be a recruitment program. There's a lot of kids in the district that probably did not veer to the arts because, hey, you know, for some reason, I just don't have the opportunity to dabble in the arts. But by maybe I'll try this one. 21st century, it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna be during my elective time. I'm not gonna waste my elective points on this. So I'll try it. Boy, did we find it's like a gold mine of talented kids that we actually will actually recruit for the academy. The 21st century program also has the ability to provide extra funding for master teachers if we need to bring people here. It can also provide field trip opportunities through the 21st century programs. We can actually bring kids, not just from the academy, but also to members of Dover High School to take advantage of the opportunities that the arts can provide. So I'm really happy with this. It's an extension program. It's a partnership. And we're really looking forward to progressing it. So normally 21st century programs really do not progress. It's not a progressive sequence of programs, but we're really talking about making this a progressive sequence of classes. So instead of having drumming, we'll have drumming one and drumming two and maybe advanced drumming, or maybe even a drumming company, an ensemble, a world drumming ensemble, which I'm really excited about.
Now, you're sort of alluding to something that's always been important to me. May not be known to the listeners, but in a former life, I was a high school history teacher and was, you know, sort of served in that capacity for 17 years, but always considered the arts to be an incredibly important component of any student's education, whether or not they were going to go on to be a professional dancer or a musician or actor or visual artist, that the arts have always been an important component of any student's education. So what I'm hearing from you is that the 21st century program really allows for students that aren't necessarily art students to have an experience in the arts. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. So instead of having a full, you know, semester or full year of being enrolled in an arts program, they have the opportunity to do an 8-week program, you know, dabble in it. And for those that are actually into it, you can actually start recommending them to the regular program in the high school. Like, hey, you know, hey, you're pretty good at this. You want to try and see if you can get into the music music classes, music one or band one, play an instrument. Have you tried to play this instrument? So yeah, it's been a valuable recruitment program and identifying talent that normally you would not, you know, they would not probably go. If you say there's an audition, they probably would not audition. You know, but hey, let's try this first. And the teachers are actually recommending kids to go to these different classes. So, yeah. And one of the things that we're actually exploring is actually, besides doing like with world drumming, is actually explore the possibility of like an interfaith, you know, component where you can actually drumming for Islam or drumming for, you know, the religion Judaism or, you know, African drumming. You know, early Christians actually used drumming because they were part of Rome. I mean, you're a history teacher. You'd appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, percussion is a component of all of the world.
All cultures,
faiths.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is why we wanted to start with that, is the world drumming. And yeah, we have a really wonderful teacher who actually is a faculty at Sankofa, which is an African community center here in Dover.
Part of the Inner City Cultural League. Yeah.
Yes. So he's bringing that concept. He lent us the drums. Of course, Dover High School did not have the drums. He was very kind in giving the kids the drums, and the kids were just amazed because, you know, for them, drums is drumline, you know.
They
hear that. And then suddenly they're hearing this strange-sounding drums, you know. And I tell you, I mean, we had probably maybe two people show up the first class. And then when they started hearing it, then there's like five. Then the next time it was eight. Then there's 13. And then now there's 25 or, you know, and we just like put the cutoff at 11. So we can handle 11 people in here. And the kids, that some of them are like, these are kids that I see like kind of roaming the hallways. Suddenly they're there, you know, playing rhythms on the drums. I mean, it's just, it's just amazing. And when you hear that drum, the world drums, it takes on a different, it's not just music. It's actually the spirit. I mean, it's almost, we have a big Native American club here and I'm going to try and reach out to them and see if we can get some Native American drumming also involved.
Have you found that the Academy of the Dance has, the Academy of the Arts has engaged students that might have been on the margins of engagement in their high school experience?
I think a lot of them, actually, you're right. A lot of them gravitate towards band. We actually have steel drums here that they actually use. But a lot of times they're in a music class, and sometimes some of these kids that are hard to engage, You can see them kind of floating around in the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
It just does not hold a lot of their, and I teach a theater class here, and out of 30 kids, I would probably have about 5 or 6 people sitting out. You know, I mean, they just cannot, they just don't have that that engagement for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have like an 8-week program that can identify the kids, then you can start sifting through them. It's a good pre-arts program.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you're actually shooting, you know, several people. I wouldn't say shoot, but you're actually hitting several goals in one blow, you know, and you're hitting them. And you're also teaching them about philosophy. You're teaching them about, you know, life. I think when the kids start drumming, they started like, can you just drum your heartbeat? I mean, how much closer to yourself can you get?
Right.
You know, just
right.
beating that. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, I get chills when I go to that drumming class.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the drama class is kind of set up a little bit more formal, just like a drama class. But they actually, instead of learning a whole play, they actually learned little vignettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for kids with very, very a short, you know, attention span, I think that's the best way. Little 3-minute, you know, dialogues or, you know, scenes that you can actually perform, and maybe we can bring them to a little bit longer until they can have it play. And it's really engaging the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important. And they actually make it their own. They actually take ownership of it, which is kind of amazing. So,
And
yeah.
We've got about a half a minute left, so I'm
okay,
just going to
yeah.
Wrap up here with what I've been hearing. It sounds to me like the Academy of the Arts at Dover High School has really help to consolidate the vision of arts as a comprehensive approach to providing educational opportunities for students. You've integrated that with a 21st century grant, which provides some enhancement programs after school. Teresa Emmons, thank you so much for the work that you're doing at Dover High School with the Academy of the Arts and in the Dover community in general. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you, Paul. It's my pleasure to be here with you, and thanks again for the opportunity.